This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. A proposal to amend the New Hampshire Constitution had its first public hearing today at the State House. The amendment is designed to give crime victims more rights in the criminal justice system. Today's hearing drew some big-name supporters, but also some unexpected opponents. NHPR reporter Jason Moon was at the hearing, and he joins me now to talk about it. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Peter.
So what is this Victims' Rights Amendment? What sort of rights would it give a victim?
Well, it's sort of imagined as a parallel set of rights to the Miranda rights that the accused get that we all know from like TV cop shows. You know, you have the right to remain silent, the right to an attorney. Mm-hmm. This would create a list of rights that victims get, and they range from things like being notified of all court proceedings involving your offender to being able to refuse an interview from the accused attorney. And it's part of a kind of nationwide campaign by this group, Marcy's Law, and it's funded by a California billionaire named Henry Nicholas, and the origin of the campaign began with his sister, which is the namesake of the campaign, Marcy. She was murdered by an ex-boyfriend, and then the family ran into the murderer, the accused murderer at the time, at the grocery store because they didn't know he was out on bail. And so that was the sort of genesis of this movement. Now, it's worth pointing out that a lot of these rights are already in New Hampshire statute. They're already law in New Hampshire, but supporters want to get them enshrined in the Constitution specifically.
Why? Why is that important?
Well, the supporters will say as long as the criminal defendant has his rights or her rights in the Constitution, they're always going to outweigh any victim's rights that are in statute. So they want to put those up into the Constitution to, in essence, level the playing field. Now, opponents say the idea that you can't enforce a statute is just wrong. Pretty much all our laws are in statute. So there's a bit of a dispute there, but that's the argument anyways as to why they need to be in the Constitution.
Okay, and you were at the hearing today. What happened? Who was there?
Well, there was a lot of supporters for the amendment. You had folks with, you know, these really heart-wrenching stories about how they were affected, you know, by these horrible crimes, but also by the criminal justice system and how Marcy's Law type amendment could have helped them. Among them was John Canton. He's a Manchester resident who his daughter was killed in 2009 by her husband. Here's a bit of what he said.
When a family has lost their child like I have, they should be guaranteed equal rights to the murderer. They should be guaranteed fairness, dignity, and respect. They should be part of the process.
Now, Canton says the man who killed his daughter had been earlier arrested, but then he was released on bail, but they didn't know about it. And when they went back to her house to get some of her things, he was waiting for them there, and that's when he killed his daughter. So, again, the implication here is that had a Marcy's Law type amendment been in place, that might not have happened. So there were a lot of folks like that testifying. There are also a lot of political supporters for the amendment. This amendment has huge bipartisan support. It's got 22 out of 24 senators signed on as co-sponsors. It's got leadership in both parties, law enforcement groups, and Governor Chris Sununu is also on board, and he also testified at the hearing. Here's a bit of him.
We need 100%, right? We need to make sure this comes out with a real head of steam so the people across the state, in their towns and in the counties, really know that it has the confidence of this body. We don't want this to just barely pass by a couple of votes. We really need to make sure it goes forward with strength.
And finally, it's just worth mentioning that the prime sponsor of the bill is the chairperson for the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is where this public hearing was held. And in fact, all the senators on that committee are co-sponsors of the bill.
So is anybody opposed to this at all?
Well, it can feel like that there is no one opposed to it at times, but in fact, there are opponents. They include the New Hampshire ACLU and some criminal defense attorneys. And their basic argument is that this could really end up violating due process rights for the accused. It could infringe on those constitutionally enshrined rights. But the really interesting testimony, I think, today that came in opposition was from Senator Bob Guida, who is listed as a sponsor of the bill. And here's a bit of what he said.
We cannot lose sight of the rest of the Constitution in an emotional rush that leverages the horrific circumstances facing many victims into inadequately crafted changes to the fundamental principles of our self-governance.
So you may be wondering why Senator Guida would testify against a bill he is sponsoring. I was. So I ran out to catch him in the hallway and said, what gives? And he said, look, I do support an amendment for victims' rights, just not this one in its current form. And as for how his name ended up as a co-sponsor on the amendment, he said, basically, look, you know, we get hundreds, if not 1,000 bills thrust in front of us each session that's, you know, asking for us to sign on to them. They said, you know, this one was about victims' rights, which he does support. But, you know, now that he's had a chance to really look at the specifics, he has some serious misgivings, and now he's testifying in opposition to it. And he said there's likely other senators who are in that same boat. So what looks like an overwhelming amount of political support may be a little bit softer than we imagined.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, NHPR's Jason Moon, thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter.